This morning we look at chronic disease and obesity and ways of beating them. The Department of Health says in 2015, 40% of WA women aged 16 and over were considered overweight and 27% were obese. The department is focused on developing and promoting strategies to support and encourage Australians to lead healthier lives, like its Live Lighter campaign. This aims to conduct a new public health education program in WA to encourage people to eat well, be physically active and maintain a healthy weight. We have WA Health Chronic Disease Prevention's Emily O'Connell with us this morning, along with Food Bank WA's Rex Milligan and Live Lighter WA's campaign director Maria Zibia. And they're all here in the studio to discuss these current trends. G'day, guys.
Hi.
Good, thanks for joining us in the studio this morning. Now, Rex, I want to ask you first off, what classifies a disease as chronic?
Well, it's a long-lasting disease rather than acute or a contagious disease. Like, rather than a communicable disease, like you might get measles, chronic disease is something more like heart disease, which occurs over a long period of time.
So it's something then that obviously sufferers of the disease will have to live with and prepare to live with for a longer period, as opposed to something which might have a cure for a short term.
The important thing is that there's a lifestyle aspect to it, which is really important. So people can actually affect whether they have a chronic disease or not, and whether they can live with it in a more effective way and with a higher quality of life.
Okay. So how does obesity fit into this category, and what are some of the things people can do if they are obese to, I guess, live a bit better?
Yeah, well, the main things that we talk about are physical activity and healthy eating, and they're crucial to controlling that situation if you're already overweight or obese, reducing the possibility of you becoming overweight and obese if you're a normal weight. So we like to work with people that are normal weight as well as the overweight and obese to make sure that they don't get into that state. And there's a number of things you can do around that.
What are some of those things?
Well, certainly do, and Maria can probably talk more about that, but the physical activity is really important. It's a tremendous bang for your buck. It can be very cheap to do and very easy to do, and it has a really big impact. The other side of it is the area that I'm more involved in, which is nutrition and healthy eating. And again, it's really important. I think for a lot of people these days, they lack the confidence to be able to think that they can prepare and eat healthy meals themselves. And we try and show them at Food Bank WA how easy and convenient it can be to do that, and the impact again on obesity and overweight is crucial, really.
Yeah. Now, Maria, Live Lighter obviously encourages people to be more active. What are some of the ways the campaign does that?
So we encourage people to. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
We encourage people to basically move more. Mm-hmm. That could be through leaving the car at home and or even parking it a few streets away like I did today to get into the radio station and walking into the radio station.
Yeah.
That's a really simple way to go about it. Another thing is cycling, and we have great cycle pathways, and we know that we're on the improving that in Western Australia.
So it is just doing kind of very simple things there that we can add for our life. It's not like, oh, I have to go and, you know, run 10 miles a day, or I have to get a gym membership or do all these things that I guess might take us out of our normal lives. It really is about promoting these little things that we can do in our daily lives that maybe we don't think about so much.
That's right. It's making really good habits every day and sticking to them every day. So to go on from what Rex said, even if we gave up, for people who drink soft drink, if you gave up one soft drink can a day, you've got every chance that you're not going to put on 6.5 kilos in a year.
So how much of an effect can these little things have?
Enormous effects.
Yeah.
So if we took around one person saving 6.5 kilos of not putting on weight in the year, and you times that by the amount of people that are in Western Australia, we're talking about a lot of kilos.
Yeah.
And that amount of kilos leads to less people getting a poor quality of life due to the chronic disease, like heart disease, cancers, fatty liver disease, for example.
Yeah. Now, Emily, how is the Department of Health working to promote healthy lifestyles?
So in addition to the Live Lighter program and the work that FoodSense do in their Food Sensations program, we try to, you know, support and enable people in the WA public to make those healthy choices. We recognise, you know, it's hard for people to do it. we live in an environment where, you know, we're car dependent and there's junk food advertising, and, you know, people might not even know what actually is a healthy diet or how much exercise to do. So by investing in these programs and working with non-government organisations such as Heart Foundation and Food Bank, we have a range of programs. So also there's a healthier workplace initiative, because people spend a lot of their lives in the workplace, so that's a service that can provide support to workplaces to know how to make those healthier environments for their staff. We've also got healthy food and drink policies in schools and hospitals and health services. We also work with providing curriculum materials for teachers so they can teach kids how to be healthy.
Yeah.
How to eat a healthy diet, and a range of other programs where, you know, we're just wanting to support and enable people to make those healthy choices and ultimately keep them out of hospital.
Yeah, so, of course. Yeah. So much of it obviously is about awareness and education as well. I mean, you spoke there about having healthy programs in schools and things like
yeah.
that. Because I think part of it might be that maybe we just don't know that we're not eating healthy enough, or even if we do know that, what to do about it. Yeah. So is it very hard to break habits, though, that people have sort of gained over a lifetime of you know, drinking a couple of cans of soft drink a day, or eating junk food so many times a week? Are you finding it harder to break those habits with education, or are people receptive to those changes in those habits?
Well, I think, as Maria was saying, it's those small changes that
yeah.
can make a big difference. So, you know, encouraging people to make, you know, whether it's parking your car further away or cutting down on just one can of soft drink a day, those small changes over time can break those habits and make it easier for people, rather than it becoming this huge challenging issue of one day you've got to make all these changes in your life.
Yeah.
So I think through Live Lighter, it's definitely spreading that message that it's not impossible to do. Everyone can do it.
Yep.
You don't have to go and run a marathon or exist off green smoothies, for example. So, yeah, it's definitely something everyone can do. And we've had great feedback from the Live Lighter campaign. Maria can probably speak a bit more about that. But, you know, it is a campaign that's getting a lot of good feedback from the WA public.
Fantastic. You're listening to the Maug and RTR FM 92.1 with me, Chris Mason, and this week's edition of Fitter Happier, where I'm discussing chronic disease and obesity with WA Chronic Disease Prevention's Emily O'Connell, Food Bank WA's Rex Milligan, and Live Lighter WA Campaign Director Maria. Now, Maria, I did want to ask you about that. Can you give us some of the details of the feedback you've had from the Live Lighter campaign?
Yeah, so for example, we had a series of television commercials recently on junk food, and where you can purchase it, something as simple as a petrol station, the vending machine in the car park even.
Yeah.
And what we found is that once we were in market with those sorts of messages, people started to realise that it was junk food available in different places, and they stopped doing it.
Right.
So that's a really simple way that people stopped that one day of not eating junk food. The other thing that we're finding is that the WA community is really supportive of what we're doing. So they really are interested in looking at things that help the community through better labelling, for example,
sure.
On menus, so that we know what sorts of food we're eating and we know how to make decisions when we're faced with them.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about toxic fat?
Sure, it's real. I'll start off with it's real. So we're not talking about the fat around your waist. We're talking about a different type of fat that's inside and around our vital organs, like our liver and like our heart. It's that fat that we call toxic because it actually produces chemicals which change the way our body works, and it can actually lead to things like cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and that's why we call it toxic.
Rex, can I come back to you and just ask, can you tell us the role that Food Bank plays in promoting healthy eating?
Yes, so we've been contracted by the Department of Health to have a program that we work with adults. We have a range of programs under Food Sensations where we work with schools and with adolescents, adults, and parents. But the one in particular that I talk about is the program we have with adults, and they're with people on low incomes. And people on low incomes really have to make some difficult choices about where they spend their money, and often their food budget is one of those things that tends to be cut, and they tend to make choices about buying high energy foods rather
sure.
than nutritious foods. So we have to we have a program that gives them the skills and knowledge to make healthier choices. But we also get them in the kitchen, and we get them cooking, and so experiencing that it's relatively easy and convenient and cheap, and they can make meals that are really tasty for the family. So it's giving them that confidence and the skills in the kitchen to be able to do that. And we found that we've been inundated. So there's a definite need out there. We're fully booked at the moment and taking bookings into the second half of the year now. So there's a real need out there in the public and a real desire to learn more and want more in terms of healthier eatings.
Excellent.
So the program's going very well, yeah.
Excellent. Emily, if people want to find out more about any of the programs that the Department of Health is running or involved in, where can they do that?
So on the Healthy WA website, we've got all the information about all of our programs. So we can provide that website to go on the RTR website.
Great.
For people, and they can go straight through. Also, then there's the links to getting to the Live Lighter page and Food Sensations, where there's some really great resources where people can start making those small changes.
Fantastic. Well, I think the small changes that definitely many of us need to make. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning, Emily, Rex and Maria. Thanks for being on the mag today.
Thanks, Chris.
That was WA Chronic Disease Prevention's Emily O'Connell, Food Bank WA's Rex Milligan and Live Lighter Campaign Director Maria Sibia. They're discussing chronic disease and obesity and what we can do about them. You're tuned to The Mag on RTRFM 92.1.